This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. More small businesses are adopting and moving to online businesses due to the pandemic. As e-commerce is a fast-moving scene, old ways of doing business online are also quickly becoming stale. It's no longer a matter of having an online presence, but how do you turn it into a seamless shopping experience for your customers? Founder and CEO of Exabytes Network, or Exabytes, Chan Kee Siak, is here with me as we speak and navigate around the new retail revolution, and I'll find out what the new retail means in just a while. Good morning, Mr. Chan.
Very good morning, Frida.
Right. What's been happening with Exabytes before the pandemic and during the pandemic? And I say before the pandemic because we've spoken before, but that was like, you know, a long time ago. So maybe a quick summary of, you know, the milestones and then the pandemic.
Sure. Regardless if it's a before or currently during the pandemic, we only do one same thing, which is helping the businesses to grow online. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So of course, helping businesses to grow online is a very broad scope. Mm-hmm. Okay. But this is basically what we do since day one, where we start to offer business with their domain name and website. Mm-hmm. Then slowly we evolve to offering like various of cloud solutions. Then we also develop into a digital marketing. We get ourselves involved in e-commerce. Mm-hmm. And today we are also supporting a lot of enterprises in terms of their enterprise e-commerce needs as well as enterprise cloud requirements. Yeah. But yeah, all this one thing in common is still how can they grow online, mm-hmm, by making good use of cloud, e-commerce or digital.
Right. So what are small businesses coming to you now?
Of course, we see more and more interest and also inquiries as well as small businesses embark into a journey of e-commerce.
Right.
Right. In the past, right, when we say small e-commerce wanted to do e-commerce, you probably think of like, you know, a young chap wanted to like sell products online, right? Mm. But today, when we talk about e-commerce, especially since the pandemic, you probably see a lot more of the traditional brick and mortar business, right? Mm. Wanted to actually also make good use of digital e-commerce, right, from selling groceries until like restaurants who want to have not just a website for their restaurant, but also some ordering capabilities. Mm. So this is a trend that we are happening very rapidly now.
Right. And you know, when you talk about the new retail, right, this is something that Jack Ma spoke about. So what is this new retail?
Right. New retail is seeing how the traditional retail, the brick and mortar retail business evolved, right, into their so-called a new generation, or in software terms, they call it a new version. Okay. But I think what it really means is, right, how the behavior of the consumer evolve and transform and change over the years, and how the retailers need to actually adapt themselves to make sure they still, you know, able to connect and also continue be relevant to the new generations of retailers. Mm. So I give some scenarios, example here, right? I think in a very traditional way, or maybe like 10 years ago, 5 years ago, right? Even today, most of the retailers, retail or retailers, right, they are very disconnected with the digital, right? They will treat retail as retail, right? Mm-hmm. And the most changing digital thing that they have is probably their point of sales systems in the retail, right? Mm. Some of them may have an e-commerce division or have online stores or maybe even start selling in marketplace. Yeah. But a lot of time, right, most of them just see that as a marketing element. Oh, because of every business have an e-commerce store, they need to have it. Right? If you have a website, they need to have it. And probably the in terms of how the business grow and all that, the one managing the so-called the physical retail versus the one managing the e-commerce business or the online business entirely disconnected.
I see.
So there's a lot of mismatch or experience that's happening, right? One example is, let's say, you shop in the physical retail, right? You earn points as a customer, but your accounts and login, you can't use it online, right?
Right.
So the experience are totally disconnected. And in certain extent, right, the online business unit and also the retail business unit, you also fight with each other because they're totally different team managing it. So these are the current issues that is happening of retail, but I think that's normal. That's part of the transformation journey.
Right.
So when things start to get evolved and especially accelerated with pandemic, lockdown and all that, right? There's a stronger needs and desires from the consumers wanted to have a more seamless shopping experience. Right. Other than that, the consumers also evolving from like, you know, going online, want to shop for cheap or cool stuff. Now they want to also look for their favorite brands or the brands or retailers that they are familiar with, but they want to be able to buy it online, right? So once the requirements and needs started to grow, then there's an urgent need for all the very conventional, traditional retailers to start to look into how to bridge their online, offline business, how to merge it together seriously. So that's where, you know, the retail, new retail starts to happen.
Right. So it's mostly actually, when you think about it, it's not a technology issue. It is a mindset and organizational issue that needs
behavior
right? That needs to change. Right. Yes. So okay, this whole new retail, of course, is very successful in China, you know, and it's emerging here now, right? And so why is it still emerging here? So is this the reasons why it's holding us back? Because of the mindset, it's because of that behavior that we still haven't adopted. You know, obviously China, there's also Big Brother telling you what to do. Right.
I think this is a part of the consumer shopping evolution. When you started, right, you maybe started with like buying discount deals in groups, right? This is our Groupon era and all that. Then slowly people get involved in like e-commerce, buying from like malls, marketplaces and all that. Then they started to look into the online sellers, right? Then they started want to look for certain brands that they're familiar with. Then they started to expect, right, the, all these traditional brands and retailers in their lease or neighborhoods, right, should have an online presence. Then later on, they will expect the online presence should connect with the offline presence. Right? So I think that's the evolution of consumer behavior.
All right. So you gave an example. You know, you said imagine intelligent mirrors for virtual clothing try-on, virtual visits to stores and pop-up stores, or simply the ability to watch 3D advertising for luxury car driving on you with a QR code to purchase it immediately. Right. Now, when you hear this, this is seamless, this is frictionless, right? But you know, is that something that involves a lot of investment?
I would say all these are part of the gimmicks in terms of the some of the new retail experience, but it doesn't entirely represent the new retail, right? Of course, all these are very fictional, and also it looks very cool, right? When it's shown. In terms of costing, right? During early days, this may cost a lot of money because you need a special team who are very skillful in all these techniques or technologies to be able to help you do the rendering, design, all that. But today, right, because of in many developed markets, right, this is quite norm. And because of that, the tools are widely available. Right. A lot of the sellers or marketplace or platforms, they already make some of these two as a part of their standard offering, which means either like you don't pay additional costs or even you like pay at a very minimum fee, you can have access to all these features. Right. For example, QR code is like absolutely free. Right. You can generate a QR code easily. Right. I think the challenge or the issue, or rather say the gap here is right, how can the retailers, especially the traditional retailers, be innovative enough and to bridge the gaps as well as put all the components together to integrate the online versus the offline shopping experience to be as seamless as possible. And I think one of the important points to take note is that, right, while we are talking about all these cool new features, right, we have to make sure it's not too technical or hassle, right? It's not like you have to download or install another software in order to enjoy that feature. It's absolutely not cool at all if you need to install something.
Right. And I think it's a process of when you work with your customers, you take them through the process. This is the end result we would like, but let's start slowly, you know, that kind of thing, right? Working with them. And I want to talk about your acquisition of 91 app in just a moment. I'm here with Chan Kee-sia from Exabytes. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Beyond frivolous mishmash, BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Chan Kee Siak from Exabytes, and we're talking about the new retail revolution. Now, EasyStore, which is a subsidiary of Exabytes, has acquired 91 App, which is a omni-channel commerce solutions provider in Asia, and that provides a seamless multi-channel experience. So tell me, how does the app work?
Right. Instead of calling it as an acquisition, I'll probably rephrase it as a very strategic joint venture partnership.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
And the entity or the party that we joint venture with is actually the 91 ATP, their Malaysian subsidiary.
Mm.
So, a little bit background of 91 ATP. They are actually a company founded and started in Taiwan and has been specialized in so-called the omni-channel or the new retail e-commerce in Taiwan for close to a decade now.
Right.
And the founding teams, before they founded 91 ATP, they were also get involved in the e-commerce industries for almost the past 20 over years.
Wow.
Right, since the very early days of e-commerce.
Mm.
So I think in general, to keep it simple, is that in more developed markets like Taiwan or even China or even US, right, e-commerce is actually more developed and more matured compared to other developing markets such as like Southeast Asia, right? So, which means, right, because of their more matured markets and their requirements from the consumer and the seller side, they have developed themselves to enter into like new eras in terms of all these e-commerce related. So the relationship is started with, we know each other for quite some time. And we also noticed and aware that they are doing these new retail solutions in Taiwan very successfully.
Right.
So on our side, right, as you also know, I have my e-commerce and also cloud business. I deal with a lot of SMEs and enterprises who always wanted to like bring their business online, you know, start doing e-commerce. And even lately, we are seeing people asking how can also like integrate or link my online and offline business. So we thought 91 ATP solution they have is a very good solution, because it's not just because the concept is good, but it's also the business itself, the 91 ATP solution itself, has been validated and proven in Taiwan, right? They were used by like tens of thousands of all big brands and retailers in Taiwan. In fact, today is the day they are going IPO officially in Taiwan. 25th May today. Yeah. So it's a very solid company with the enterprise. So with our business relationship with this company in our ADP, then we saw a lot of potential synergies, right? This new retail solutions and experience is exactly what we are lacking in this region. We have the capabilities to build the product, but we don't have the full experience behind of running the whole new retail enterprise business for 5 years, 10 years, right? So I thought through that very strategic joint venture partnership, not only we can bring the, on board their technology, their solutions, but can also tap into the experience that they have. So that can actually help all our fellow Malaysians, especially the retailers who are interested to venture into new retail, to shortcut or cut short their learning curve, right? Instead of trial and errors, everyone, you can directly take what they have learned in the past 10 years and directly pick up those relevant and apply in the scenario here in Malaysia.
Right. So this is very new. So are there any case studies that we can talk about in Malaysia? But if not in Taiwan, how they have used this app, a business that has used this app successfully?
Sure. I can share like some examples from Taiwan that I'm familiar with using the solution, right? One of it is one of retail chain convenience store, which is very popular in Taiwan and also in this country, right? So how they actually be able to bridge their online and offline business is actually they actually entice all the walk-in customers to all the convenience stores to actually download their mobile apps. Of course, you know, their what you call their e-commerce stores and all that also can be accessed through the browsers in the mobile, right? But they encourage them to download the mobile app. At the moment you download the mobile app and register yourself within 2 clicks as a member, you actually get a welcome points, right? So with the welcome points, right, that's where they can start shopping at home using the apps, right? So you see, this is how it changed the whole business model and also the user behavior, right? In the past, only you were physically in the convenience stores. Then only you are able to transact with the convenience store by buying items, snacks and all that, right? But if you are outside the convenience store, that means there's no business deal anymore, right?
Right.
But you imagine, right, with the APP, which the mobile app, which used as a medium, as a platform to connect the convenience stores with the consumer. So that means the consumers, while they are at home, When they see good offers, interesting products, they can continue shopping, right? Mm. So that means that the business model is now truly 24/7 anywhere, right? Mm. In the past, it's only 24/7 if you are in a convenience store.
Right.
So that experience is even more interesting by allowing the consumers, right, when they do shopping at home, they can choose to actually pick up the products they order from the convenience stores, or they can have the products shipped to their doorsteps,
right?
But not only that, right, through the APP and the 91 APP new retail solutions, they can also introduce special promotion or offers that drive the consumers back to the retail store. For example, I will send you a Freda, a coffee voucher.
Okay. Right?
But you can only claim the coffee voucher if you are in the store.
Right.
Right. So this is how they actually, you know, someone go to offline in the retail, they continue to drive them to buy online. When they are buying enough online, they'll drive them back to the
I see.
So that's how it can, you know, maximize the entire spectrum and opportunity of retailers possibly can do. The only limit is really the imagination.
Right. Okay. And I guess like when you actually physically turn up in the store, you never just go there for a cup of coffee. You always get something else.
For sure. Right. You can grab something to
eat with the coffee.
Maybe a drink or something.
Right. Right. You know, as a serial entrepreneur, you know, what has this pandemic taught you?
I think there's a lot of interesting things that we learned in the past, I think almost 1.5 years now, unfortunately. But what we can observe here is that, right, businesses that they have more digital components or capabilities, they can actually survive through, and a lot of them actually doing quite well during this pandemic.
Right.
Compared to those very relies on the traditional approach business, most of them totally disconnected, right? They don't have any digital presence.
Mm.
It's actually quite tough for them, right?
Right.
Because once the lockdown is announced, people can't move around.
Mm.
Even when there's no MCO, I think easily half of the population is actually still very careful. They don't go out, they don't go to the mall. They don't go to the shop physically.
Mm.
So you can imagine the level of business that's affected, right?
Mm.
But I also see, right, on the other side, regardless, they existingly already have the digital capabilities or e-commerce capabilities, or they only adopt it during the pandemic.
Mm.
But so long they have the e-commerce options or the digital options, a lot of them actually, the business is actually continue to grow, right? For example, I always love this a classic example, my neighborhood grocer.
Mm.
In the past, he only be able to serve whoever walked into the market, right?
Mm.
And that probably limited to that taman or neighborhood.
Mm.
But now he also has his online stores and he take orders from WhatsApp as well. So basically, he's covering the customers from throughout the Penang Island where family I'm staying, right? So this is how the making good use of digital or e-commerce can actually break the physical barriers and limitations. Right. It's whether you want to take that extra effort, you know, to figure out how to operate on the digital world, e-commerce world. And it's actually not hard at all. It's actually not expensive at all. A lot of them use a lot of free tools, free resources out there to help them.
Mm. You know, when you talk to businesses that have a physical presence, do you tell them like in an ideal situation, it should be 50-50, you know, the ratio of your business? Is there an ideal mix?
There won't be like so-called best practices or what's the right mix. I think it varies from businesses to businesses.
Right.
But what I can see is that, right, you at least you have multiple channels, at least you have a retail plus you have an online channel, right? That's where you can diverse your risk, right? So in case it's locked down again, right, but at least your online is still operating, you still can take orders vice versa.
Right.
And having online, I think the true potential I can see, even I myself as a business owner running multiple online business, I can see that the one good benefit is by leveraging on online, my so-called my business operation is not constrained to currently where I am located. I can be speaking to you from Penang Island, but I'm doing business with customers around the world.
Right.
I think that's the beauty of having an online presence.
Right. Okay. And then you are only locked down physically, but not locked down virtually. Thanks for spending the morning with us. I've been speaking to Chan Kee Siak, the founder and CEO of Exabytes. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.